Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Life brings its many challenges, and daily we all face them with varying degrees of humour, frustration, and sheer bewilderment. Yes, I'm talking about public perceptions to visual impairment and how these manifest in what they say, do, and mean. It's good to share, and please feel free to do so, either after this article or on Facebook. I've a million instances of, shall we say, misperceptions to share, but two recent ones will illustrate my point. As you may or may not know, I commute daily by train to work. I know, and you will know, that this means setting off from one train station and landing again at another. Eventually, anyway. On a number of occasions, with the latest being this week, I have been approached by a member of the public who said, "Do you know you're in a railway station? Do you want this?" Now, taking into account that I was stood on the platform at Leeds railway station, waiting for my train home, and that announcements were being made for various services to various destinations, I think I'd worked it out. Well-intentioned maybe, but badly executed and poorly judged, most definitely. Quite often on the train, I've also been asked if I'm on a day trip out, where is my carer, and aren't you brave to be on your own? Now, when I say about something about going to or coming back from work, I get a reaction of disbelief, wonderment, or shock. It's not everyone, but it is disturbing how many people have reacted in this way. Finally, the following example really does give a worrying but true example of how we can be perceived. A friend was fetching the bin in from the front of their house. They'd got new neighbours who were watching them at the time. As they pulled the bin into place, they could hear their neighbours go ooh and ah. Now, not thinking much of it, they then knelt down to have a look at some flowers which had just been planted around that area of the garden. When doing this, they heard one of the neighbours say, "Oh, look, they're feeding the flowers, isn't it a shame?" Bemused, they got up and went round by the path to the front door. On the way, they slightly tripped and again knelt down to see what was on the path. The same neighbour spoke up again, saying, "Oh, look, they're feeding the path, isn't it a shame for them, such a pity?" Now you wonder why we develop a sense of apathy and disregards for such perceptions. Feel free to share your experiences.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.